Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we're going to talk a little bit about Alzheimer's and a very special event coming up. Very happy to welcome to the studio Mary Breyer, Admissions and Marketing, and Wendy Briggs, Activities Director for the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Great, thank you.
Mary, let's talk a little bit about a very special event you're going to fill our listeners in on.
Well, we are holding our fourth annual country fair. It is this Saturday, the 21st, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and this is a celebration of our residents, their families, and our staff, as well as our annual fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, let's tell our listeners where the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center is. Some of them probably been by it, but if they haven't, where should they be looking?
It's at 5091 Willoughby Road in Holt. It used to be the Martin Luther Holt home.
Okay. And tell us what people are going to find at this country fair.
Well, for our residents, we are having a lunch buffet, a live band playing. We're going to have games for the kids, a bounce house face painting, and we're doing Pie the Manager pie toss. We also have some...
They throw at you, or how does that work? Ah, okay.
Yeah, at the administrator and any other staff that they want to pay to throw a pie at. So we also will have some events open to the community.
Okay.
We'll be holding a craft and vendor show as well as a flea market.
Okay. All right. Wendy, how many residents at the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center?
We have our 104-bed facility. On average, we range between 95 and 97.
Okay. And as activities director, you keep pretty busy. You've got a wide variety of things for people to do, right?
We do. We really want to focus on quality of life to the residents, as well as supporting the families and caregivers.
Wendy, what's the age range of those?
We have residents as young as 40.
Okay.
Up to, we have a 104-year-old.
Okay. All right. And how many of the residents there have had a brush with Alzheimer's?
I would say probably about 80% on average of our population has some form of dementia.
All right. Mary, I imagine that they look forward to this country fair a lot. They think, hey, we remember how much fun this was, and they're probably excited right now.
Oh, absolutely. We have the staff are all very dedicated to making it a very fun event. They're all working hard to chip in and do their part to make it a success, and the residents really do look forward to it.
All right. In terms of Alzheimer's and what we don't understand, Wendy, what's the biggest misconception?
Just that it's just affects the memory, the loss of memories that we have. Alzheimer's is extremely devastating. There's a new case of Alzheimer's happening every 70 seconds in America. The effects that we see on the families is incredible.
And I think this is relevant for all of our listeners, because even if you are much younger than the average Alzheimer's patient, hang around long enough and you're going to run into someone who is, and you may have that brush with a parent or a grandparent, and so it's certainly something that a lot of people have a great interest in.
Yes, it's really true. I mean, the goal of the Alzheimer's Association nationally is to, build additional resources for individuals as well as research.
How do you handle that at the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center in terms of customizing programs and making them enjoy their days and not be prisoners to the past?
The biggest thing really that you focus on is dealing with the skills that the individual still has left, really simplifying the activities so they feel successful and happy and not frustrated.
Mary, obviously one of the skills they have left is pie throwing.
I hope so.
Well, in terms of what something like this means, I'm sure that for the staff, the morale there and something like this picks up, you get a lot of people there who have been involved in it before, and word starts to spread. Do you expect a lot of people Saturday who are not immediately associated with the facility?
Yes, we're expecting a good turnout, and we're also doing a raffle. We have some great vendors who will be selling items such as Leah Sophia and Tupperware through to healthcare providers like Great Lakes Hospice and the Alzheimer's Association. Many of those vendors have provided gifts for us to raffle off, as well as some of our community members and local businesses. So we'll have some great giveaways, and we're hoping for a nice turnout.
All right. I hate to bring this up. Bad weather. What do you do? What's the plan?
We improvise.
There you go.
We move it inside.
And it'll just be nice and cozy with all the people who are going to show up. And so you'll make a lot of new friends in some case like that, right?
That's very true. And that happened last year. Yeah. And we have some residents that feel that they wish every day was like that day last year.
All right. What about the hours? And if people would like to get more information?
Sure. The hours are from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. the Saturday. And if they need more information, they can call us at the facility. The number is 517-694-2144.
We knew Jackie Hinchcliffe very well.
Yes.
Who has moved on now. I think she's in Australia, right?
New Zealand.
New Zealand, right. Hey, when your family goes, it's tough to stay at the whole senior care facility. You got to pack up, and a great new adventure for her, I think.
What a beautiful place to move to.
Yes.
Right? And the new director is someone that I've known her family, I think, Ms. Patrick.
Yes, Marie Patrick is our administrator.
Yes, I knew both of her sons. In fact, Joe Patrick, the older son, was my next door neighbor until he moved to Minnesota. But she either was a very good cook or she ordered a lot of food because those were two big guys.
Yeah, big boys.
Very, very big from up in Ithaca. So, well, we look forward to talking with you again and to give our best to Marie.
We will do that.
And wish you a great time this weekend. Again, give us the hours. We're talking about Saturday from
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Mary Breyer of Admissions and Marketing at the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center, and Wendy Briggs, Activity Director. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be right back with more Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.